you were to come over to my parents' house and have dinner with me and my family, tell me what you'd do to make that first impression really stick.
Let's see. Well, I'd have to think about it. I might show up in a tux, but I doubt it. I'd probably just show up naked like I always do and look your mama in the eye and tell her, fuck you! Hurry up, bitch, I'm hungry. I smell spaghetti. I'd pinch her loopy ass and tell her, get the food ready. Your dad would probably start tripping and get me pissed. I'd have to walk up and bust him in his fucking lips. It's dinner time. We're hearing grace from your mother. I'd pull the 40 out and pour some for your little brother. I'm steady staring at your sister. I'll tell you this. You know, for only 13, she got some big tits. After that, your dad would try to jump again. And only this time, I'd put the 40 to his chin. After your mom does the dishes and the silverware, I'd dry fuck her till I nut in my underwear.
Now let's meet contestant number two. He's a psychopathic, deranged, crackhead freak who works for the Dark Carnival. He says women call him stretch nuts. Sharon, let's hear your question.
I like a man who's not afraid to show his true emotions. A man who expresses himself in his own special way. Number two, if you fell in love with me, exactly how would you let me know?
First thing, I could never love you. You sound like a witchy bitch, yo. Fuck you. But if I did, I'd probably show you that I care by taking all these other motherfuckers out of here. I go through your phone book and whack them all. If I could test it, number one, I'd break his fucking jaw.
What?
Anyone who looked at you would have to pay. I'd be blowing fucking nuggets off all day. I'd